All right, everyone, welcome to the April Awakening Together monthly member meeting. We have a monthly member meeting on the first Sunday of every month, and it is now time. I don't know, there may be people in the room who don't even know what the heck an Awakening Together is. Awakening Together is an assembly of equals who are dedicated to one purpose, which is awakening to our true self. And the true self is that which Dove is referring to on the board as the subtle. The true self is that which is before the mind, and therefore before the emotions, before the body, before, quote, my life, before the world. And one thing that's really, really wonderful about that is that the true self is that which is eternal. It's kind of funny. It's almost like we are two things at once right now. We are that which is eternal because it is our true self. And yet somehow we're also tied up in being that which is temporary. And the problem about that is that which is temporary, well, it suffers lots of experiences. It has good experiences, but it suffers lots of experiences too. And then it ends in death. What's the old bumper sticker? Shit happens and then you die. So in realizing the true self, well, then we have the constancy of eternal life. It's what Jesus in the Bible called being born again. So Awakening Together is an assembly of peers who are joined in that purpose. And the majority of the members of Awakening Together have a common spirituality, but not necessarily the only spirituality that the people may use in order to achieve this purpose. The common spirituality right now that most of the Awakening Together members share in common is a book called A Course in Miracles. Some of them may be more dedicated to A Course in Miracles, and some of them may be less dedicated, more generally aware, but less dedicated. And many of the members use other teachings in order to be helpful. One of those teachings is the Holy Spirit's interpretation of the New Testament, NTI. And in fact, that particular teaching is owned by Awakening Together. But let's see, what other teachings are there? You guys can write some of the other teachings in the room that you use. I know Barb has been reading a lot from Robert Adams, for example. Yeah, Barb, I was on your wavelength. You were typing it and I was reading it. What else? What else do you guys find helpful? Please share it with me right in the room. What else are you finding? Oh yeah, there's this one little book called The Teachings of Inner Ramana. It's also owned by Awakening Together, by the way. Adya Shanti, Bob Ferguson, Ramana Maharshi, another Adya Shanti. What else have we got? Eckhart Tolle, Buddhism. I've lately been contemplating the 99 names of Allah, which some of you may have heard a little talk I gave on that last Wednesday called Allah and the Word. In fact, I've been contemplating the 99 names of Allah, and I've been rereading the New Testament. Joel Goldsmith, sometimes people get interested in, right? Yeah, the Bible Barb has written. Byron Katie, yes. Shakespeare, yes. In fact, this weekend Shakespeare was brought up here in St. Louis. So basically, you know, what Awakening Together really realizes is, oh, Joseph Campbell. I don't know Joseph Campbell. Mary Gerard, she was here today. Of course, Jay was here today too. Yeah, Mary Gerard was here with me today. So what we realize in Awakening Together is that there is one wisdom. I mean, there's one true self and one wisdom. But that wisdom, through all of the apparent generations of time, has been expressed in many different ways. And we gratefully accept every wisdom that points toward truth. And we're happy for anyone to practice and contemplate any wisdom that leads to realization for them. And we support that. Mystical Kabbalahism. I'm also just starting to read a book by Michael Berg called The Way, Using the Wisdom of Kabbalah for Spiritual Transformation and Fulfillment. Did John pick up the check? Well, I'm sorry, I don't know what you're talking about, Teddy. Was I supposed to give him a check? I don't know anything about a check. Rumi, there's another one. Yeah, Rumi. Probably the longer we sit here, the longer that list would get, right? If y'all are like me, your mind goes kind of blank. So when I asked the question, your mind went kind of blank. But if you contemplated, you know, everything that's been helpful to you and kept contemplating, that list would just get longer and longer and longer. So that's what Awakening Together is. For anybody who's in the room and doesn't know, oh, Michael Langford. Now, how could I forget Michael? Michael Langford, one of my precious teachers. The Four Agreements. Yeah. So that's what Awakening Together is, just kind of in a nutshell. And if anyone is in the room that would like to learn more about Awakening Together, you can do it a couple different ways. One, just keep hanging out here in this room, the Awakening Together Sanctuary. Or two, you could go check out our website. Let's see if I can type. There you go. Oh, Lynn was faster than me. AwakeningTogether.org. And you can even become an Awakening Together member if you want to. And also, one thing I encourage anyone who is at all interested to do is, whether you're a member or whether you're not a member, I encourage you to go to our website, click on Join Us, and then sign up for the daily updates. Because when you sign up for the daily updates, you get our daily quote for contemplation. But secondly, anything that we post that you might want to know about, you will know about if you're on the daily updates. You won't miss anything. You know, you'll know about our upcoming retreats as soon as those retreats are announced and as they're re-announced during the year. You'll know when our Minister Preparation Program classes become available again. That's probably one of the most common questions I get asked. And by the way, for anybody here who doesn't know, I didn't introduce myself. My name is Regina. And I'm the president minister of Awakening Together. And so one of the most common questions that I get asked is, when can I start that minister preparation program? People are hearing such wonderful things about the True Discernment class, the minister preparation program. People want to join and they want to know, when's it going to start? My honest answer right now is, I don't know. I've got four classes going. I can't handle another one. But it will start again someday, and I can't remember the names of all the people who are asking me, so I can't email you individually and tell you when the next one starts. But if you're on the daily updates, you'll know. You won't miss it. Tonight I'm going to talk to you about three opportunities to volunteer for Awakening Together, and I'll also be posting that on the daily updates when I get time. I've just been traveling a lot in the last month. But then there's some more volunteer opportunities that'll be coming up in about a month, and those will also be posted on the daily updates. So again, if you get the daily updates, you just don't miss anything. And one thing that's really nice about the daily updates is it's not a lot of emails. It's one email per day. That email per day could have one piece of information in it, or it could have four or five pieces of information in it, but it's still only one email. So you only have to open one email per day and check one email per day to make sure you don't miss anything. Now let me talk next about the volunteer opportunities that we have. Right now we have three subcommittees that are looking for volunteers. And the subcommittees, you know, one thing we always wanted to do in Awakening Together was we wanted to get as much people involved in our leadership process as possible. We were never intended as an assembly of peers with a leader. That was never, ever our purpose. And we want to get as much people involved in leadership as possible. And one way that people can get involved in leadership is by becoming an Awakening Together minister. But also, when the opportunity is provided, people can serve on the board of directors, people can serve on the member board of trustees, and people can serve on our trustee subcommittees. And right now we have three trustee subcommittees that are ready for volunteers. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to share with you what these three subcommittees are. And as you listen, try listening with your heart. Listen if one of those subcommittees really appeals to you. If this sounds like a way that you would truly, in your heart, like to be involved in Awakening Together. And if so, I'll tell you how you can apply for that subcommittee position. We have each subcommittee can have up to 5 people, including the chair. So really there's 4 seats available in each subcommittee. And maybe 1 or 2 of those seats have been filled. I think Lynn might have 1 subcommittee member already. My subcommittee at this point, I haven't filled any seats yet. And I think maybe Nikki has 1 person on her subcommittee, so there's 3 seats left. Let me talk about my subcommittee first, because then Lynn's subcommittee will make a little more sense. The subcommittee that I have, and there are 4 seats that are available to help me out. The subcommittee that I have is the Events Planning Subcommittee. Events Planning. That's it. And what the Events Planning Subcommittee will do is we will do the work to propose Awakening Together retreats and pilgrimages and other types of events that maybe we haven't even thought of yet. Now, retreats and pilgrimages will need to go through an approval process with the boards, but it's really our job to kind of know the Awakening Together members, get a feel for what is most helpful and would be most appreciated, and to make those proposals. And I would suspect that if the subcommittee is really good at our job, although there may always be some tweaks in our proposals, the boards are going to hear that we did our job thoroughly, and they're going to understand that what we're proposing is really what's in the best interest of Awakening Together. I mean, we're going to do our job as best we can, so that when we propose, we have a solid proposal. So what I'm looking for are people who want to help me make those solid proposals. If you were to ask me the type of person I'm looking for on the board, well, obviously I'm looking for someone who is bought into Awakening Together's purpose and core values. You know that those should feel very meaningful to you. And so, of course, one part of Awakening's core values is, you know, again, what I already talked about, that there's different apparent teachers, different apparent spiritualities that are really all the same consistent wisdom, just expressed differently. So what I would really like to have is people on my team who have an appreciation for this apparent variety, which is really all the same thing. So that sometimes we offer one type of retreat, you know, focusing on maybe what appears to be one type of teaching, and another time another type of retreat, which appears to focus on another type of teaching, but what we're really focused on is always pointing with that same wisdom. So people who can see that same wisdom across many genres of spirituality would be appreciated. I also would really love to have people on my committee who truly want to serve, like from the heart want to serve. want to be helpful. One thing about being on an events planning committee is there may be times where you are actually planning and recommending an event that you personally can't attend. You know, like maybe we realize that, you know, it would really be good for some members if there was like this 2 week or 3 week retreat or even a month long retreat where they can really be absorbed into the wisdom without distraction. And maybe the person one of the people on the planning committee or several of the people on the planning committee have jobs and at this time in their life could never get away for that long. But still, because we realize the gift we're offering, we still plan and propose the retreat. So it's kind of a selfless act. It's what's most beneficial to the whole of the membership for the purpose of awakening. Now, I really want and need four people to help me. This isn't just talk. And so if this sounds good to you, what you can do is go to awakening-together.org. Underneath About Us, you'll find the contact option, and you can click on contact, and you can email and say that you would like to be on the events planning committee. And if there's something that you want to share about yourself that would kind of give me an idea of, you know, how you could be helpful. Maybe it's just your desire to be helpful. Maybe you know something about events. There's no special requirements, but just tell me something about yourself. That may be helpful if I have more than four people apply, because if I have more than four, I'll have to make decisions about who is on the team. And maybe I'll talk to you. I don't know what I'll do yet. Yeah, I see Teddy saying that he wants to plan an event to Assisi for a silent retreat. And actually, I've had two people write to me saying they would like to see an event at Assisi. And we're talking about in Italy. So that's probably one thing that I would ask the event committee to look into. And Teddy, think about whether you want to apply to be on the event planning committee. I will take your application. I don't know if you want to be involved all the time or if you're only interested in this Assisi thing, but that's up to you to know. Also, I've had one member recommend that Awakening Together sponsor Muji in the United States of America. So that's something that we might look at and decide whether we want to recommend or not. Okay, the next committee that we're looking for help in then is the Events Communication Committee, subcommittee. And this is led by Lynn Johnson. And this is the subcommittee that helps get the word out, helps communicate. And you can see, especially if we do something as big as a Muji retreat, the event communication, you know, you're not just going to be communicating to the membership, because there are people all across America who are going to want to know about that retreat if we do it. So the event communication retreat, their job is to get the information out so that people who want to hear about it get the opportunity to hear about it. I have certainly heard people say, oh, I didn't hear about that. I wish I'd known about that. That tells me that I'll take the blame, especially me, is not always effective at getting the information out. So we want to be effective at getting the information out so that anybody who wants to hear about an event hears about an event in time to register and come. And, you know, I think Lynn already has some ideas about how we can do some event communication. She recently made a video for the Choose Again retreat, and it was posted on YouTube and posted on Facebook. Of course, I always communicate our events through the daily updates, but we could also use ideas. You know, we don't have lots and lots of money for marketing. We're not going to be putting ads in magazines or anything. But we could use ideas on how to get the word out to people so that people have the opportunity to hear about an event. Lynn, do you want to take the mic for a second and talk about the type of people that would be helpful to you on your committee? I'm releasing the mic.
Thank you, Regina. Yes, I'm looking for people who... first off, aren't interested in communicating, because that's the big part of it, is how do we communicate whatever it is that we're doing. And so, you know, I'd like, you know, you don't have to be technically like some whiz kid with some kind of software or something, because everything that I've been using is really simple stuff. It's just, you can just pick it up and use it. Yeah, be kind of marketing-minded, as Dove is saying. You know, some of the things that I'd like to be able to do is make flyers and brochures so that, like, we're having this satsang retreat in Santa Barbara in September. It would be great to be able to send out, you know, some flyers or brochures to local health food stores or whatever, and have them, you know, put them up on their wall so people would know that that this was happening. But on a larger scale, good grief, if it was something like Muji, I'd really need a lot of help to get the word out to people who might want to come. But yeah, just, you know, if you have a thought about communication, if you're artistic, maybe you know how to use, you know, Photoshop or something, and kind of thinking different ways that we can make things happen. You know, doing the videos, and, you know, where else can we post things like that? And you know, how do we get in front of people that we're here and we have something really wonderful to offer? So that's my pitch, and I need three people. So I already have myself and Jennifer Nahulu is on my committee, and she's, you know, an artist and quite the communicator as well. So and I think we'll have fun. It seems to me to be a really fun thing to do, figure out ways to communicate. So thanks so much, Regina, for the opportunity, and I'm going to give you back the mic.
Yeah, and again, it's a wonderful opportunity for service, because I mean, can you imagine if there was a retreat, you know, that you would have been perfect for you, but you didn't hear about it till after the fact? I mean, you know, I was like, gosh, I would have really liked that. You know, what good is that? So we're really serving people by communicating so that they, you know in time up front about the opportunities so that they can go if that really calls to them. So again, it's another opportunity for service. So, and you could also, I mean, I'm sure you can email Lynn directly, but you can also just go to awakening-together.org, go to our contact underneath about us contact, and then just write and say that you would like to be, on the event communication subcommittee, and, tell us a little bit about you so I can forward it to Lynn. You know, about why you want to be on that committee, if you think you have skills to add, what those skills are. But again, the skills aren't necessary as much as the desire, right? And so two subcommittees so far, the event planning subcommittee, the event communication subcommittee. The third subcommittee that's looking for people is the featured talks. We have things going on here in the Awakening Together Sanctuary. I think it's 22 hours a day now. Some of these things are recordings, but a lot of these things are live talks. And what we really have always intended for the featured talks is for clear wisdom expressed in different ways to be posted as featured talks for people who can't necessarily be in the room all of the time, but would like to be able to go to our website and hear recordings of some of the highlights of what happens in this room. A variety, but always clear. Always clear. So what we're really looking for on the featured talks team, and Nikki Dobson is the chair of the subcommittee, what we're really looking for is people who recognize clarity when they hear it, recognize wisdom when they hear it, regardless of the symbols used. Regardless if the person is speaking from the symbols of A Course in Miracles or the symbols of NTI or Inner Ramana or in their own language, like Bob Ferguson has his own language that he was using the other night. He said he doesn't like words that have been overused. Or, you know, whether the person is teaching from anything, you know, anything at all. But you recognize that what you're hearing is clarity. It's those talks. that we want to post on the featured talks. And I would like to point out, because in the beginning, when we first started the featured talks, I did get emails of what I'm going to call jealousy. One thing about being on the featured talks subcommittee is you need to be willing to select that which you hear that is truly clear. And it's not about making everybody feel good because their talk at some point gets posted. And that's a really important difference. You know, if we try to just kind of be fair and post everybody at some point, we might be posting some talks that aren't really as clear. Because everyone is allowed to teach in this room, and people at this point in time have what we could call varying levels of clarity. Now, the reason for teaching is to strengthen that clarity, so we encourage everyone to teach. In fact, my own experience of teaching in this room for almost 10 years now, well, this is 14, so 9 years, right? This is 2014, so almost 9 years now. What I find is the more I teach, the stronger and stronger that clarity gets. And the other day, I listened to one of my earliest teachings, and it was okay. I mean, it really was. There was clarity happening there. It was okay. But it wasn't of the quality of my, you know, later talks. Because over time, that clarity got strengthened. And so if you were to ask me if I wanted to post that earlier talk on featured talks, I'd say no. No. I mean, that was okay. That was an okay talk. And I'm really glad that I taught it, because if I hadn't taught it, I wouldn't have moved beyond that to a stronger clarity. But no, that's not a featured talk, right? That's not a featured talk. So the people that are on the team, you need to have the ability to really recognize that strong clarity and the ability to post the strong clarity without being concerned about being nice and posting everybody's teachings. We also don't want to post every week the same person, same person, same person, and never anyone else, so that we kind of overemphasize someone, make someone appear to be our teacher. So you're looking for, and I know that there's more than one person in the room that's clear, I hear it myself. So you're looking for those variety of people from a variety of symbols. We also don't want to post always A Course in Miracles and give the impression that we're only A Course in Miracles, right? You're looking for a variety of people from a variety of symbols, but one consistent clarity, right? A variety of people, a variety of symbols, one consistent clarity. And you'll get to listen to the talks and determine which ones are right. And we really need some people to do this. We would love to have at least one featured talk a week. And with Nikki doing it by herself, we haven't been able to keep up that pace. So if you would like to be on the featured talks team, if you enjoy listening to audios and you would love to recommend and discuss with other members of the team which ones should be posted on our website as a featured talk, please go to awakening-together, click on contacts, and write and let us know that you'd like to be on that subcommittee. And then if you want to, tell us a little bit about you and why you want to be on the subcommittee. So again, 3 subcommittees currently eagerly looking for volunteers. The events planning subcommittee with Regina Don Akers as the chair. The events communication subcommittee with Lynn Johnson as the chair. And the featured talks subcommittee with Nikki Dobson as the chair. That's not yet, Jay. I'm only announcing what I want people to actually apply for now. Jay's a little eager there. He's talking about subcommittee of the comp in about a month, but we'll have other membership meetings. So those are the only 3 that are open right now. We do have others coming, but those are the only 3 that are open right now. I hope you're not typing and driving, Jay. I think he's driving from St. Louis to Chicago. Keep your eyes on the road. All right. The next thing I want to do with the next 25 minutes or so that we have left. recently I joined with some friends Oh, Chandra says she's listening on the radio. Okay, good, because that's just about where I'm going now. Recently, I joined with some friends in Costa Rica for a 10-day retreat. And I'll let them speak for themselves, but for me, this was a marvelous, marvelous experience. I really didn't even know what to expect from the retreat myself, even though I was the retreat leader, because we were being hosted by a man named Jeffrey Danner. And I knew Jeff had some plans for while we were there, some plans for how we would spend our time. But I never, for some reason, got a real clear vision of what that was, what we would be doing. So this was a retreat where I didn't really promise anything. I didn't say, you know, we're going to do this or do that at the retreat. I just kind of said, you know, we're going to go to Costa Rica and it's going to be spontaneous. And it was a magnificent retreat, at least in my opinion. The way the average day went, there was a little bit of variation from day to day, but the way the average day went was in the morning, we got together for a couple of hours in what you could call, hey, Michelle, I'm glad you're here because I'm just now getting to that. And Kathy is here too. For a couple hours, we would have circle. This would be when I was teaching and we were discussing. And we would do that for a couple hours in the morning. And oh, Cindy's here too? Great. What's Cindy's name in the room? Maybe I'm not recognizing her. Okay, Michelle, Kathy, and Cindy. Okay, Cindy 52. Okay. Okay. So we would have a couple hours in the morning typically where I was teaching and we were in circle, you know, and then we would go off and Jeff would have an activity planned for us. And, you know, I heard him one time joke that was the outward bound part of the program, because he, you know, there were definitely things that we got to do that he planned that not all of us had done before. We went hiking through the jungle down some really steep hills, and I'm not kidding about that. And I hike here in Colorado. So when I say really steep, I mean really steep. We had to have sticks to help us, you know, make it down the trail without slipping and falling. We went hiking up the rivers, jumping from stone to stone. We climbed a waterfall. I did this at this point with a cast. I had climbed waterfalls before, but not with a cast. And some of the ladies, I think, had never climbed a waterfall before. We did ecstatic dancing one day, which I know at least one of the ladies was not real comfortable with, just kind of dancing in front of everyone. But she did that. Let's see, we did the chanting, the kirtan. We did, you guys are going to have to help me. It's kind of like taekwondo, but it's called qigong, I think, or something like that, that happened one day. We went to the beach a couple of times. Just a lot of activities that would happen. Yeah, whatever that means. Chi Chong. I don't know how to say that. And they also, some of the ladies went to a divine straightener. Qigong is how you say it. Okay. Some of the ladies went to a divine straightener one day. So there was a lot of activity in the middle of the day, which Jeff always planned. And then back towards the end of the day, in the late afternoon or in the evening, we would get back together and we would actually do excerpts from the ministerial preparation program, because two of the ladies that were on the retreat were in that program anyway, and so we just all joined together, listened to the audios together, did the homework together, and that's the way the retreat went. When we were on the retreat, we really focused on a few primary things. We focused on the strength of spiritual aspiration, how important a spiritual aspiration is on your spiritual path, and how a spiritual aspiration can motivate you. We also looked at both meditation and contemplation. And we did contemplations every day. And one thing I noticed was, as I watched the ladies contemplate each day, is I watched how the result of the contemplation, what they received, seemed to get stronger and clearer on this retreat. So that was really a lot of fun for me to witness. We also talked about and did some journaling in order to look at the root ideas that are in our mind that are causing our upsets. We also practiced inquiry. Both, we looked at inquiry in journaling and the type of inquiry that you can do. I call it walking inquiry, when you aren't sitting down and journaling. And then we also practice looking at the self, or moments of self-realization. So those are the things that we focused on in the retreat. And in fact, those are the same things we focused on here in St. Louis this weekend too. And those are the same things that are focused on in the True Discernment program. So what I thought I would do for the next 20 minutes is let the ladies who are in Costa Rica, and then maybe if there's anyone here in the room from the current St. Louis gathering or from the True Discernment program, what I would like to hear you all express is what you're getting out of this, how this is affecting you. How, if you were at the Costa Rica retreat, what did you take home from Costa Rica? What are you using? What are you noticing? If you're in the True Discernment program, what are you picking up from the True Discernment program? Are you noticing any changes in your practice or any changes in your beingness or any additional realizations? And I don't know if there's anybody here from St. Louis, but if you were here from St. Louis this weekend, what did you pick up in St. Louis? So I'd like to hear from the participants of these recent retreats and classes. So Michelle and Cindy and Kathy, I don't know if one of you wants to go first. Barb, I know that you're here too from the True Discernment. Just put up your hand. You guys know how to put up your hand? And I'll turn the mic over to whoever would like to share first from the retreat or the True Discernment class. I don't know if you guys know how to put up your hand. Okay, good. Kathy is up. Kathy, I'm going to turn the mic over to you.
Hey, everybody. Where is our other female friend? We're missing one of us. We're missing Fran, so we have to have a shout-out for Fran. I just want to say that part of the reason I went was because it was going to be an unstructured, unknown situation. I've been to oodles of retreats over many, many years, and I'm sorry to hear about Fran's mom. At any rate, I really, really enjoyed the way that it all just seemed to flow very smoothly. I was very grateful for, mostly for the connections with the other gals, for taking the time every single day to remember our purpose, to the part that was most helpful to me that I brought home into practice here is the contemplation and the journaling about the contemplation. Over the years, I've had what I would call limited success with meditation and have always felt frustrated by that and thought that there was, you know, something wrong with me because I just didn't get the information like other people seem to get the information. And so with this idea of contemplation, which is starting off with an idea and then resting with that idea and waiting to see what comes from that, I have felt much calmer and focused just in the listening aspect of that. We just had a ball together. I want to send a shout out to Chandra if she's listening. Thoroughly enjoyed her loving, caring, supportive role, and also to Jeff, who learned how to deal with women, and probably the thing he learned most was it takes us longer than 5 minutes to get our shit together, so to speak, and so in future retreats, he will take that with him. Just want to share one funny that I don't know if Regina has revealed.
Whoops, the mic dropped. Kathy, pick that back up so we can hear your funny because I don't know where you're going.
Okay. Can you guys hear me now? Okay, good. Sorry, I've been having trouble all day. One of the things I was going to share was one of the days that we went to the beach, and it was quite funny because I'm left-handed and broke my left wrist while in Costa Rica, and Regina still had her cast on her right hand, and she's right-handed, and we waded into the water with Michelle and Cindy, and I think Francine was at home that day, so we were all out in the water, and Regina and I up to as far as we felt safe going, and Cindy and Michelle came back to join us, and we were all just kind of hanging out in the shallower part of the water, and the next thing you know, we look over at Regina, and a wave had swept her off her feet, and all you saw was the top of her hat, and her right cast sticking out of the water. And we got a big kick out of that. It was just a really funny thing. She never got it wet at all. But we had lots of laughs, lots of fun, lots of sharing. And it was a wonderful, wonderful experience. If anybody gets the chance to go on a retreat that's unplanned like this, it does end up being a plan, but it's God's plan. So I'm going to let the mic go.
Thank you very much, Kathy, for sharing. And yeah, when that wave knocked me off my feet and I went under, my only thought was, I got to keep this cast dry. And so yeah, my hand was sticking straight up. Michelle, I'm going to turn the mic over to you now. By the way, it's nice to see you, Michelle. Haven't seen you since the retreat. The mic is yours.
Thank you. I'm very happy to be with you this evening, and I'm so grateful for the retreat. It was probably one of the most fulfilling experiences that I've had on a retreat. And what I loved, first off, was everyone that was there. As a facilitator, Regina, I really felt that you gave me a lot of tools to bring home to support my spiritual practice. And I really liked that we spent time every day practicing those tools. I very much enjoyed sharing with everyone that was there. And what I want to say in terms of the five areas that we covered, the thing that I brought home with me was, while we were in Costa Rica, I had a sort of an awakening. And that awakening was to really feel oneness, to experience oneness. And as a result of that, what's happened is, in terms of my spiritual aspiration, I've gotten very clear that awakening is all I want. Because now I have a contrast. I have had an experience now of what it's like to get a glimpse of that and what it's like to be asleep. And if this glimpse is telling me anything, it's telling me that that's really where I want all of my attention and all of my energy to be. And that is so powerful, to have received that on this retreat. The other gift that I brought home was using contemplation, which is something that I've stayed with every day. And I'm using it back in A Course in Miracles. I shared that with the group when I was there. And what I'm doing is contemplating the lessons every day. And it's really beautiful what I'm receiving as a result of doing that, and how that is supporting this sense of oneness that I'm feeling. Again, I really loved being with Kathy and Cindy and Francine and Chandra and Jeff, and it was so well balanced between our what I would call our work time and our play time, and I really felt that the play time gave me an opportunity to integrate what we spent the morning learning, practicing. It really helped me to really take it in, and I felt like I embodied what Regina had offered during this retreat. And I'm just so grateful that I kind of can't wait to do it again. So I'm ready to turn the mic over. And again, thank you, and I love you, ladies.
Yeah, thank you, Michelle. And one thing about Michelle was the rest of the ladies, you know, well, at least they all knew me. And Kathy and Francine are in the same MPP class, so they knew each other. And, of course, I knew Cindy, and I knew Kathy, and I knew Francine. So we were all kind of already a little bit of a friendship group. And Michelle was someone that none of us knew. In fact, people asked me who Michelle was, and I said I didn't know. And I'll tell you what, you know, in the beginning, I mean, you know, I think Michelle felt a little on the outside because she didn't know us. But this group of ladies really, you know, I mean, we're at one level, we are now a family. There's just no doubt about it. We became a family together in Costa Rica. And again, Michelle, it's just really, really nice to see you again because I don't see you as often. You're not in the MPP program or anything. And Cindy, you're also not in the MPP program, although I always know you're out there. But it's great to see you again, too. And I am turning the mic over to you. And just to let you know, Cindy, if you think you have the mic, you don't have it yet. So please try again.
Can you hear me now? Oh, good. I'll just speak up a little more. I just want to say thanks, Regina, for everything you contributed because the teachings were just so rich. And the friendships that Kathy and Michelle just expressed, that we just did some really fun bonding. And Chandra, too, we ended up calling her mom because she just served us with so unconditionally with her wonderful meals and looking after our needs. It was just amazing. And really, what was wonderful, too, was the sitting around at the meals and the conversations that would develop, they were so rich, you know. We would just go off on these wonderful metaphysical discussions, and Jeff would add in, and Chandra, and those were some real rich times, too, in addition to all the good teachings. And I have just taken all the contemplative journaling, just the deepening that came from it, to it's come to a new level for me that has just really, really enriched my life in a really big way. And it helps me remain so much more present during the day and to remember, you know, my aspiration and the clarification that came from it. It's just been so rich and so much fun. Oh my gosh, that place is amazing. The swimming in the river and just the people we met and meeting a few of the locals. It was just much fun. So thank you again, and I'll sign off here.
Yeah, and thank you to each of you. Sneaking into swimming pools, Michelle says. Thank you to each of you because, you know, I really do spend, you know, I spend my time being focused on what's right here, right now. So since we left Costa Rica, once I posted the pictures, which, by the way, if anybody wants to see them, you can find them in my Facebook photo albums. But once I posted the pictures of Costa Rica, I left the retreat because then I was with whatever was here and now. But just now listening to you ladies speak, it brought it back for me, and it was just such a warm, and wonderful memory. And yeah, I got a comment on Chandra's food too. This woman was an incredible cook. An artist is really what I would call her. She was an artist. We had vegetarian meals the entire time we were there, but every single meal was just awesome. I mean, just awesome. So I really want to thank her for so much love in preparing our food. And also Jeff, so much energy and love in preparing our activities. And, you know, it was just a wonderful, wonderful retreat. And, you know, I just became somewhat convinced that retreats that have teaching, practice, and space, whether it's space for silence or space for play, that's really the best combination. Because as one of the ladies mentioned, there was time to integrate the teaching, where when it's just all day teaching, you know, it can be wonderful, wonderful teaching, but it's too much. You don't have the time to really absorb it all. And I do think more was absorbed on the Costa Rica retreat because of the format. And the next retreat that we come up that has a similar format would be the Santa Barbara Soak in the Beauty retreat. It's the one that follows the Santa Barbara Satsang. Because when we go to the Soak in the Beauty retreat, we'll have the discussions in the evening time, starting with Sunday evening. The retreat is September 14 to September 18. We begin Sunday evening with the discussion, and then we'll have the silence in this beautiful, beautiful area that really lends itself to contemplation. We'll have the silence during the day up until after lunch, and then we will get on a tour bus, and we'll go to places of beauty in Santa Barbara. And when we go to these places of beauty in Santa Barbara, you'll really have a couple choices. If you feel like what you need is continued silence, you can kind of wander off away from the group and still have silence. If you feel like you're ready to return to discussion, you can kind of stay with the group and have discussion. So you'll kind of have a choice in these places of beauty, depending on what feels right for you. And then in the evening, we return to circle. It's the Santa Barbara Soak in the Beauty retreat, September 14 to 18, but it follows the Santa Barbara Satsang retreat, where we're going to have Timothy Conway. That's okay. We're going to have Timothy Conway, and we're going to have Magdi there, as well as Kirtana as our musician. One thing I want to say about Timothy Conway and Magdi is, you know, okay, we have one person here says, I love Tim Conway, but most people do not really know a lot about Timothy Conway and a lot about Magdi. But I want to tell you that the Board of Trustees put a lot of care into paying attention to a lot of teachers that aren't real familiar to the Course community. And one thing that we were really looking for was the absolute clarity that comes from having a true spiritual awakening, a true shift. And in fact, if some of you were here to hear Bob Ferguson, you might have an idea about what I'm talking about, because Bob Ferguson is a person who has had that true spiritual shift that we call awakening, and his clarity was incredible. I've already listened to his talk twice, and I want to listen to it a third time taking notes. Well, Timothy and Magdi have also had these clear awakenings. And we're not only going to have the opportunity to listen to their clear teachings like we did with Bob, but we're going to have the opportunity to be in their presence. And there seems to be one thing that is consistently taught by many, many spiritual teachers, and that's that being in the presence of someone who has that absolute clarity of awakening can actually cause shifts, cause seeing within you. So it's not just what they say that matters. It's also just being in their presence. So at the Awakening Together Satsang Retreat, which is September 12 to 14, we'll have the opportunity to be with Magdi and be with Timothy and have that experience. You know, have that experience, whatever that experience is going to be. And then at the Soak in the Beauty retreat from the 14th to the 18th, we'll have the opportunity to integrate that experience through discussion together, through silence together, through walking in places of beauty together, instead of just having this experience and then running back to our lives without an integration time, that second retreat gives us an integration period. Now, you don't have to go to both retreats. If one really stands out to you or one fits your schedule, it is perfectly okay to go to the satsang retreat over the weekend and not go to the Soak in the Beauty retreat. If the Soak in the Beauty retreat just really calls to you for some reason and the satsang doesn't, it is perfectly okay to go to the Soak in the Beauty retreat during the week and skip the satsang. But I do want to tell you that those two retreats are not next to each other by accident. It is my deep, deep feeling that spending the weekend with Magdi and Timothy, followed by that integration time, is a really good use of time. Just like this Costa Rica retreat was a really good use of time. So I just want to make sure that everyone is aware of the opportunities. And again, we'll be doing more communication. Lynn will be working on more communication. But sometimes people look and they say, I've never heard of those two people, and they stop there. And I don't want anybody to miss this opportunity just because they may not know who Timothy Conway and Magdi are. And as you've just heard these ladies say, also a retreat where there's time for integration is really important. And I mean that, I agree with that wholeheartedly. You'll find that I'm not very interested in the all-talk retreats anymore, although sometimes they have to happen. We're doing that here in St. Louis. We don't really have much of another choice with the limited amount of time that we have. But these retreats with space are really important. So with that said, it is now 7:01 here in St. Louis. That's where I am. I guess it's only 6:01 in Colorado. And I'm hungry. So I think Irene might be willing to feed me. But my clock's wrong. It's 7:01 in Colorado, right? My computer is still in Colorado time. Okay. Yeah, my computer is still in Colorado time. It's 8:01 here, which really explains why I'm hungry. So I think Irene is fixing pizza for me. So I think I'm going to go eat. I will be back in an hour, though, to go over today's daily contemplation with y'all. And I want to thank you ladies for coming. I'm sorry, Barb, we didn't get a chance to hear from you about the True Discernment class. We'll do that another time. And you too, Lynn. We'll do that maybe in the next member meeting, okay? So everyone have a wonderful evening. And Lynn and David, I am turning the mic over to you.
Thank you so much, Regina, and everyone else. Yeah, it is a great opportunity. So with that, I'm going